1. Ben Stevens was running late to work, clutching a cup of coffee, and about to get on the bus when his boss called. Shit. He'd meant to get to work early this morning because of that pitch they had later for a huge client, but he'd woken up in the bed of last night's date and had to race back home, shower, change, and then get to work. He was honestly proud of himself for only running 15 minutes late. And now this. "I hope I caught you before you left home," Lisa said. He looked from side to side. Was he being watched? Was this a trick question? No. I'm on Muni, on the way to the office," he said, which was true. He was one step onto Muni by the time he said it. "Okay, well, go back home and get in your car," she said. "I know we were supposed to drive down to that pitch together today, but I'm stuck at LAX, along with everyone else who was supposed to be there today. If it was any other client, we'd postpone. But if we do it for this, they'll just give the ad campaign to someone else." Ben was already off the bus and on the way back to his apartment. "So do you want me to do it alone?" He felt a burst of adrenaline at the thought of it. He was great at client pitches, and he never got to lead them at this ad agency. But this was a much more top-down agency than the ones he'd been at before, and while he'd gotten to work on some fantastic campaigns, he had a lot less autonomy. "We may not have a choice," Lisa said. "We're scheduled to be on another flight that leaves in an hour, so if traffic is with us, we may not be there too late, but you'll almost certainly have to at least start it on your own. Can you handle it? I just emailed Vanessa and told her to meet you there. She'll bring everything you need. You already have the PowerPoint." He didn't just have the PowerPoint. He'd written almost the entire thing, but they both knew that. "Sure, I can handle it. No problem. I know the vision for this ad campaign inside out," which was absolutely true. He'd done the bulk of the work for it, but he'd always known he wouldn't play much of a role at the pitch today. He knew he would be there partly so they could look to him to fill in the blanks they didn't know, and mostly to show the diversity of their ad agency. He could hear the relief in his boss's voice. "I knew I could count on you, Ben. Even if promptness isn't your strong point, your ability to win over clients is. And I know how hard you worked on this. See you soon, I hope. Text me if you need anything, okay?" He let himself back into his building and pretended he hadn't heard that crack about his promptness, especially since it was true. "Will do." He changed into his lucky shoes, grabbed his car keys, and headed to his car. This ad campaign was top secret. It was to launch a splashy new phone, and they'd all had to sign the most draconian non-disclosure agreement he'd ever seen in order to even get to work on it. The client had already secured the talent, an actress who they were paying untold amounts of money to do this. His agency had done a bunch of work for them, but then so had lots of other ad agencies. Three of them were pitching today, which was why he was now on 101 South alone, wishing that he could read through the PowerPoint as he drove. He wasn't nervous about the actual presentation. His boss was right. He was great at that part. It was the pressure of having this huge pitch on his shoulders that made him want to study. He called his brother as soon as he hit traffic. "I need a pep talk," he said, when Theo answered the phone.
"You do?"
Theo asked. "This is Ben, right? My little brother, the one who always has a supreme amount of confidence in everything he does." Ben managed to shift into a slightly faster moving lane. "Yes, yes, your brother, your only sibling. Now that we've gotten that over with, I have a big work thing that I just realized I can't tell you the details of, but trust me, it's big, and I want to get it right." He caught himself just in time before he told Theo everything. He took a very careful gulp of coffee. He definitely couldn't spill today. "Okay," Theo said. "Do you know your shit? Really, do you know it, inside and out?" He thought about how hard he'd worked on this. "Yeah, I really know it." "Then you're going to be fantastic, no matter what this is," Theo said. "You're going to kill it. You know that." He did know that, actually, but it helped to hear Theo say it. "I sure as hell am." An hour later, he pulled into the elaborate tech company campus and gave his name to the security guard. He grabbed his bag, crossed his fingers that Vanessa would be there soon, and walked to the...